3.
Welcome to Kathmandu, Nepal. As you all know, the country of Nepal has some really tall mountains, including the world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest. But here in the capital city, Kathmandu, the mountains are almost always covered by clouds. So I'm afraid we probably won't be seeing Mount Everest today. However, we are going to visit an exciting market in the center of town where you can buy all kinds of souvenirs, including beautiful wool sweaters at really great prices. As we go through the market, though, please don't eat any of the food offered to you on the street. It looks delicious, but it might not be healthy. After visiting the market, we'll take a taxi to Pashupati Temple. This is one of the most important temples for the people of India and Nepal. Unfortunately, because we do not belong to their religion, we won't be able to go inside the temple. We can still look and touch the beautiful statues outside it, though.
4.
Welcome to Chicago. We're standing in front of Wrigley Field, one of the most famous baseball stadiums in the United States. There's no game today, but there is one tomorrow, so you can buy tickets for it while we're here. Next, we're going to take a bus down to the Chicago Art Institute and spend a few hours looking at all the great paintings they have inside. Unfortunately, the museum's most famous painting, Summer in the Park, is not on display today. It's being cleaned. After the museum, we'll take a boat ride down the Chicago River. As we float down the river, you'll see the city's great skyscrapers go right over your head. Finally, we'll try some delicious Chicago-style pizza at a very famous restaurant. About 80 years ago, the legendary gangster Al Capone used to eat there.
Tour guides are describing some of the things people will see or do on a tour. Listen and circle the correct answers. 1.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Hollywood, California. I hope you all enjoy today's tour of the Houses of the Stars. Here we go. Now remember, you can buy photos of all the stars' houses when the tour is over, so please don't take any pictures during the tour, okay? Up on the left is the gorgeous mansion where Marilyn Monroe lived. After she got married, she left this house and moved to New York to live with her husband, a famous American baseball player named Joe DiMaggio. Now, just around the corner, you'll see a bright yellow house. Can you see it? Up on the hill? This is where James Dean lived. Finally, do you see that big iron gate on the right? Well, this is the entrance to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house. Unfortunately, you can't see the house from here, and we're not allowed to go inside the gate.
2.
We're starting our tour by going up the tallest building in New York City, the Empire State Building. You can see the whole city from the top of this building. While you're up there, don't forget to look at the Statue of Liberty through the telescope, since we don't visit it on this tour. Next, we'll take the bus uptown to beautiful Central Park. I know the bus doesn't sound very glamorous, but I promise you it's just as fast as taking a taxi. When we get to Central Park, we'll visit the petting zoo and have a picnic lunch. Finally, we'll walk to another famous place, Rockefeller Center. In the winter, people go there to ice skate on the famous outdoor rink. Of course, there won't be any ice on a hot summer day like today, but there's a very nice photograph of the rink for sale at the gift shop.